saving money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
She put what on Instagram? He left her for who? They're in rehab again? It's The Daily Dish with Anna and Raven on Star 99.9.
Breathe a sigh of relief, Raven. Ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Let me relax. All right, what's up?
Sinead O'Connor has been found safe.
Well, you know, I mean, I will say this. Obviously, you don't want anybody to hurt themselves, and the situation has been messy. But and she has a lot of behavioral issues and that type of thing. But, you know, I'm not a big fan of Sinead O'Connor's. But I'm sorry to say.
This doesn't mean I want anything bad to happen to her. Since she put out this song in 1989.
It's been
6 months I went.
Which was wonderful, but not her song.
Right. We just learned that Prince actually wrote this song for her. But ever since she wrote the way she put this out in 1989, she really hasn't had much of a hit. Whenever she's in the news, it's always for something really wacky. Now, you may remember a couple weeks ago, she accused Arsenio Hall.
My dog.
Yeah.
My dog.
She accused him of being the one that gave Prince all these drugs and basically being Prince's drug dealer.
Yeah, Arsenio Hall's a drug dealer.
Yeah, like,
come
what
on.
Is she talking about? And then she wrote this really cryptic message on Facebook threatening her sons and saying she was going to take them to court. And then she went on a bike ride and she went missing.
She has a long, messy thing with her family. I just thought that normally she was usually in Ireland and I'd like her to stay in Ireland.
Well, she's in Chicago. That's where she lives now. Yeah, she lives in Chicago and she went missing. So her family put out a missing thing and they found her a few hours later. She was just wandering around.
Courtyard by Marriott, by the way. Love the Courtyard.
Yeah, it's a very nice place.
Good breakfast. I love the breakfast at Marriott Courtyard.
It was trending everywhere and next thing you know, they find her and she's completely safe. So I guess we can all rest assured. But like Sinead O'Connor, like just get the help you need and like get out of the limelight
a little bit.
Yeah, just be quiet a little bit.
Stay quiet.
Oh, it's talking about nutty antics. How about Mariah Carey?
Well, God love her. That's the difference is that she's queen. I mean, she's, you know, one of the richest women in the world. She can do whatever she wants. And when she's crazy, they call it eccentric.
Well, they call it being a diva. But she wants to show the world that she is not a diva. She wants to show the world she is just like you and me.
She's married to a billionaire.
She's debuting a new 8-episode mini docuseries on E! Now, note that I called it an 8-episode mini docuseries. Because she refuses to call it a reality show.
It's not a reality show.
Yeah, this is what she says.
Hi, I'm Mariah Carey.
I am not Cinderella. My life has not been a fairy tale.
I'm like anybody else.
I'm wearing these glasses because we're in fluorescent lighting. And I have a rule which states that I will not be seen in fluorescent lighting without sunglasses.
I just love that she's had enough time on her hands in this lifetime to go ahead and put together rules like that. I mean, I got to applaud that.
I mean, it's amazing if you think about it. Like, I want that rule. I will not be photographed in fluorescent lighting. I am just like me, you and me.
But you could take her from, you know, that type of princess atmosphere and then put her in a video with ODB and get a hit and... It's a great life.
Yesterday, she was on this red carpet talking about the mini docuseries. She's wearing 6.5-inch Louboutins. One of the shoes falls off, right? And it takes 4 bodyguards to get it back on.
Right.
Wait, even better than that, as the bodyguards are putting it back on her feet, she's looking up to the sky. And she's like, it's like she's looking at God. And she's like, do you know who I am, God?
Right.
I am Mariah Carey.
What I have to deal with.
You made my shoe fall off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so intimidating and it's hilarious while 4 grown giant men try to put it back on.
They all fall over each other to get there first.
Mariah Carey, just like you and me.